Guns N' Roses coming back to St. Louis for the first time tonight since 1991 in the Riverport riot. Several things you're not allowed to bring in: strollers, glitter, confetti, peanuts in a shell, iPads, tablets, laptop computers, cowbells, candles, flares, balloons, fireworks.
No,
firearms, knives, missiles, weapons of any kind, mace, and pepper gas.
And no pets, Spencer, so leave the dogs at home.
Which is sad, unless it's a
service animal,
yeah, and then they're allowed in. So I'm really upset because I'm going to forget my glitter shotgun, GoPro, beach ball, pocket knife missile that I was planning on bringing in. I just made it.
Aww,
I'm not going to be able to bring it in.
Sorry.
Chris, though, was at this Riverport riot in 1991. He was the guy standing right next to the dude that Axl Rose beat up.
This is incredible.
Chris, give us the story.
Yeah, this guy sitting right next to me, I didn't really think anything of it. And he said early in the show, he's like, take that camera from him. Security just wasn't really doing anything.
Yeah.
Finally, he just...
Literally dove into the audience.
So on top of this guy next to me, and the first thing I remember is Axl took that guy's feet from out and underneath him. And then Axl just got on top of it, was just like going off on him. It was just right there at my feet. It was insane. He had this big black feather vest on. Feathers were flying, and I just get excited thinking about it. This is awesome. But I ended up getting like a gold bracelet off him.
So you got bracelet. What happened to the bracelet?
I ended up pawning it off in college just so I could go see my girlfriend.
How much money did you get?
I think like $250.
No!
It was stupid, but... college kid, no money.
I know, but you could have put that in a shadow box, hung it on the wall.
Yeah, that's what a lady would do. I say you hold on to it until they have their 30th anniversary of Appetite for Destruction and sell that thing for big money.
What you could have done, really.
Now it's coming around.
You go to this show and you're like, hey, I have your bracelet. You know he would invite you backstage, hang out with you. I've been holding on to it all these years. Become best friends.
About that.
Yeah. That would have been awesome.
I wonder where that bracelet is now.
I pawned it here in Chicago in some little jewelry shop.
Oh, you pawned it. So someone owns it and doesn't even know.
Or that person probably bought it just because it was a gold bracelet and they sold it to one of those we take gold for cash places and now they've melted it down.
First, because we were in the front row, and you look back and you see that sea of thousands of people surging towards you. And then all the police helicopters and fires. I remember seeing some guy walking out with the Guns N' Roses bass drum on his shoulder.
Dang.
Skull and bones, keyboards, they were just taking everything.
Have you gone to see Guns N' Roses since then?
And I seen them in Chicago. It sounded just like the album. They were so tight.
Wow.
Back in the day, you didn't know what they were going to sound like.
Well, they're playing tonight in St. Louis, and what I was kind of hoping would happen is that if you still had that bracelet, I would get you tickets to the show. I'd want you to make a big sign that would say, Axl, I have your bracelet from the riot. I've been trying to get it back to you, but I couldn't find your address. And then, amazing, you would become his best friend, like Cassidy said.
And then I'd become Slash's best friend.
Yeah. Can I take my little sister with you? We'd have to have that on there, and then Cassidy would just be your little sister. Well, Chris, that is an amazing story, and thanks for reliving those moments of the riot that took place in St. Louis that many years ago.
Oh, no, yeah, I got my heart pumping, and just thinking about it.
While we were talking on this phone call, I was like, is he on a treadmill?
No,
what is going
excited.
On? You're just excited.
Like,
I love it.
It was something else, that's for sure.
Chris, you're the man. Thanks for sharing your memory with us.
All right, yeah, thanks for calling.